The Attorney General's office was one of only five groups who testified against the medical marijuana bill introduced this month in the state legislature, while more than 100 people registered in favor of it. But Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says the bill is seriously flawed and will create a nightmare for law enforcement agencies trying to enforce current drug laws.
What it does is gives the benefit of the doubt to almost all marijuana users, manufacturers, dealers, and it then makes it even more difficult for us to take the real offenders, the ones who aren't using it for medicinal purposes or growing it for medicinal purposes, to take them off the streets.
But advocates for the bill, like Gary Stork of Madison, disagree. Stork heads the group Is My Medicine Legal? He says the bill requires medicinal users to sign up on a registry that law enforcement can easily monitor.
The registry makes it very clear who can legally possess marijuana, who can legally grow it. It'll be very simple for law enforcement. The Attorney General can look at the experiences of other states like Michigan, where law enforcement generally has not seen any major problems.
Wisconsin could become the 14th state to legalize medical pot. But in addition to the Attorney General, there are some powerful groups lined up against it, including the Medical Society of Wisconsin, representing the majority of doctors in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.